Hello, everyone. This is Dave Goulas, president of EasyDC 3PL, and thank you for tuning in to the Beyond Fulfillment podcast, where we spotlight small business owners, entrepreneurs, startup founders, and we have real conversations about their journey, what it's really like, and what they've learned along the way. Thank you and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of the Beyond Fulfillment podcast. I'm your host, Dave Goulas of EasyDC 3PL. And this week, my guest is personal branding entrepreneur and host of the Passport to Thrive podcast, Dionne Marie Passera. Welcome, Dionne.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. So if you would, for the audience, can you tell us what the Passport to Thrive podcast is, along with your personal branding business and how that came to be?
Of course. So my name is Dionne Marie. I moved to the United States when I was 9 years old. I'm originally from Italy. And that was pretty much the inspiration behind the name Passport to Thrive, because, you know, coming in and immigrating from a different country, you obviously need a passport. And I think we are all meant to thrive in our own way. And I'm all about really kind of like breaking through any generational like habits, any kind of like history that you may have of your story of your family, and really just creating your own destiny and creating your own future. And for me, a lot of that has become social media and personal branding. It's something that I truly love. And I love helping other businesses craft their personal brand or just market their business on social media, more specifically on LinkedIn or Instagram.
Okay. All right. Lot to get to there. You mentioned you came here at 9 years old. So what was that experience like, knowing that, you know, you grew up in Italy, you had your life there, and then knowing that you were coming to America?
So when I was growing up in Italy, this was never a plan. It was never a plan to come to the United States. I thought I was going to live a very normal life in Italy. Then when I was 8 years old, my parents actually got divorced, and the divorce was pretty traumatic. It was pretty bad, to the point that my mom and I actually moved here. It was more of a safety thing than anything else. So there was definitely a lot of trauma with that. And I was coming in into a nation. I did have family here. I was very lucky to have, especially like my aunt, my uncle, my cousin. So I did have family here, but I did not know the language at all. And I didn't know the culture. So that was definitely scary, because especially like going to school, I was 9 years old at the time. You're pretty much a lost soul. I didn't know how to ask for help. I didn't know even how to ask to go to the bathroom. So it was very traumatic. And also in Italy, I was used to being one of the top students in the class. So just coming from that mindset, and then also just coming here and not doing well in school just because I couldn't understand any of it, that was also kind of difficult for me.
Wow. Okay. And eventually you turned it around and you got your business started. What led you to get into social media branding?
So I always liked, I guess, branding, I guess, from even when I was young. I guess now looking back, I see things that I did even in high school that I didn't know what I was doing, but I thought it was fun. And now looking back, it makes so much sense that I went into branding and social media. I was always, I guess, creative, but wasn't artsy, if that makes sense, but like loved making things pretty. And just, I loved even just doing like any sort of art projects, just something creative. And I always had fun doing it, like would do it for my friends just for fun. So when Instagram and social media really started going, I always wanted to start my own page, because my own personal brand page, because I genuinely thought it was fun. Didn't think of it becoming a business. Didn't think that I could ever help other businesses, you know, craft their personal brand. That was not my intention. I literally thought, oh, this is cool. This looks like something I would want to do. It seems fun. And then I, you know, from doing it, people started asking me questions, and they're asking me questions about social media. How do you do this? How do you do that? And I would just tell them, because to me, it was a no-brainer. I'm like, okay, someone's asking me a question. I'm going to tell them what I know. Like, why wouldn't I help someone out? And then I started learning that more and more people were charging for this. And this was an actual job. This was an actual business. What I was doing for a long time, just answering people's questions. And then I said, okay, well, if other people are doing this, there's no reason why I can't also turn this into a business. And so many people already asked me for help. So clearly, people know that I have more of an expertise than, you know, your regular person, your normal person who is not a marketer. And I'm like, I did go to school for marketing. I got my MBA in marketing. So I finally decided, okay, I'm going to actually turn this into a business.
And in the early days, what was it like getting started as far as getting clients and getting the business off the ground?
I think one of the getting started is 100% one of the hardest things, because you obviously need to get your name known out there, especially in your community. So for me, what that looked like is going to a ton of networking events, which I still do that because I'm still very much in the early phases, but I'm still going to networking events, meeting new people, getting just like your name and your brand out there. So even though that specific person you meet may not need your service, when they are talking to someone who may need someone to help social media with their personal brand, they're like, oh, wait, I know someone. So that is a great way, I think, to really grow and expand your business. Really start locally and then also utilize social media to amplify that reach. But by doing both, you're really just going to fast track everything. You're going to use your social media to get known, you know, elsewhere instead of just like your local network, but also look to those local organizations that host networking events and go and, you know, get your name out there in the community.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that's something we see more important than ever with everyone building their personal brand and in business. Now everyone wants to know, who are they doing business with? What's this person like? All of that. With the people you work with or even others that you see, what do you think are some of the mistakes people make with regards to their personal brand?
A lot of times people just don't have the time to dedicate to it. So a lot of times people just don't really post intentionally. So it's a little bit scattered because they're just posting whenever they feel like it, whenever they get a chance. There's no intentionality behind it. There's no strategy. So although they're like, okay, I posted, I did great, there is no actual strategy behind it. And when you're just sporadic and just post, maybe like a couple weeks go by, it's really hard to create a personal brand, to create your social media presence when you're all over the place. So that's something that I see a lot of my clients, or just a lot of people that struggle with social media, is they don't have the time to dedicate to it, or they don't see, a lot of times they know this is something they should be doing, but they don't really have a clear plan and strategy set, and they don't stick to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And many people too, right? If they're not naturally extroverted or they're more task oriented, they might not know what do I post? What should it be? What's the strategy? So is it those all things that are part of your agency and what you do?
Absolutely. And also another thing that I see is a lot of people just need that push. It's weird to say, a lot of people tell me, oh, I hate being on camera, I hate speaking on camera. But when you have someone that is literally keeping you accountable, you're going to do it. And almost all the time, after they do it a couple of times, they come back to me and say, oh, that wasn't that bad. I'm ready to batch 4 reels for the next month. And I said, okay, great. But at the beginning, I would get pushback saying, I don't want to show my face. I don't want to talk. Just because it's that fear, a lot of people just don't like it, just don't like being on camera. And I respect that. But I'm also the person that will tell them, yes, you can do other, videos. However, the content that will show you will always perform better. So if you want to really grow your online business, then this is kind of what you have to do. And I tell them, like, listen, it does get better. When I first started, I was also scared. And it's just one of those things that you keep doing and doing it, and it gets like a little bit easier every time you do it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that I can relate to that too, because I was never on social media before I started growing the startup publicly. And it's really been just about a year for me. And, you know, same thing, right? I enjoy it. You know, and it's not at all what I thought it would be. And, you know, you just need to get started and get and keep it going.
Absolutely.
So I saw on your LinkedIn, you had a big moment. You were recently featured on a billboard in Times Square.
Yes, I was so excited.
Tell me about that.
Sure. So I actually got the opportunity through LinkedIn, which is really cool. And these are the opportunities that you get from being on social media. Like, this is the example I give my clients. These are the cool moments that you get from having a social media presence, because I genuinely got this opportunity through my LinkedIn. And I couldn't believe it at first. I thought the message was a scam, to be honest. I said, there's no way that they want me. Why would they want me? You know, I'm thinking, out of all the people, why would they want to feature me? And anyway, I did my homework and I looked into it and realized that everything checked out and it was a real thing. But the coolest part about the whole experience was being able to tell my mom that this was an opportunity. When, you know, you're an immigrant, you're coming from a small town, like, you never think that you're going to be on a Times Square billboard. It's very surreal. And when I was able to tell her that, she was like, what? And I said, like, no, I think this is happening. I told her today. And she's like, oh, wow. And like immediately texted like all my aunts, everybody, like, my daughter's going to be on a Times Square billboard. And then when I told my fiance, he was just like, he was more confident in me. I think he's like, oh, this, I could totally see this happen to you. And I'm like, you can? Like, because I can't. So he was excited too. So then we kind of made it into a family trip, because there's no way that, you know, my family was going to miss this. So we all went to the city. I live in Westchester County, so I'm about an hour away from New York City. So we made it into like an afternoon, which was super fun. And we all, like, we knew exactly when that it was coming. Like, we knew, we were very prepared, and it was just crazy. And it goes by quick. So I'm going there, I have to film my content. So there was just like a lot going on. But in the videos, you literally hear like the background, you hear my mom screaming. So when I posted it on Instagram, I obviously put a music or an audio behind it. But if you just hear the raw video, you hear my mom. And it's honestly, it's one of those things that I'll never forget that.
That's so cool. Okay. Another thing I noticed, you recently had the opportunity to attend the Changemakers Female Leadership Conference.
Yeah, so that was actually the same day as Times Square. I was very busy that day. It was really cool. I got invited to that by one of my clients, actually. And it was a very empowering event for women in New York area. And we just talked about different ways to really bring like different ideas in businesses. Like, most of the women in that room were all entrepreneurs, which was really cool, because it's a different environment. It's a different vibe altogether. Like, you can really see people just thinking outside of the box, and everybody had their own story. Everybody just had their own opinions and ways of doing things. Everyone just, it was just very cool, because you left there thinking, wow, like, a lot of times when you're an entrepreneur, you're, you know, sitting at home, sitting in your office, whatever, like, I work from home. So I'm always just in my home office. But then when you go to these events and meet other entrepreneurs, it's really like an expansive experience.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most, the ways I've learned the most too, because I've been to a lot of trade shows this past year, and I've met so many other entrepreneurs, and just hearing their story hearing what they do, their challenges, how they've overcome it. There's something about when you're in front of people and just sharing stories and your experiences, the type of learning that that can lead to.
Absolutely agree.
Okay, so you have the podcast. Looks like you started it at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, so I started it in January. I took a break from it actually in the fall, but now we're like full blown back in action. And I started the podcast because I wanted a different way to connect with my audience in a longer form content. A lot of times with social media, you have to make your content short and sweet just because that's people's attention span is short. But with a podcast, I feel like you can have a little bit of a longer type of content. And my content isn't even very long. I would say my average episode is about 15 minutes because I think, okay, people can listen to this on a walk or on their drive to work. And it's something, it's still bite-sized, but I just wanted a new way to connect with my audience in a longer form content. And I genuinely love podcasts. I listen to a couple of them religiously. And that was pretty much what also inspired me to start my own, because I became kind of like obsessed with a couple of these podcasts that I said, wow, this is such a cool experience. I listen to this guy talk to me basically every morning when I work out. And I've learned so much, you know, for free. Like, how cool is it that we have this sort of resource? So I decided, okay, I'm going to start my own, thought of the name, thought of the branding. And I said, okay, well, I guess now I have to start recording.
Yeah. And you know, you really have to, it's work, right? You have to be consistent. You have to record, you have to have your content, and you do more. Most of them that I saw are like a solo cast, right?
Yeah. I honestly, I love doing my solo episodes. I'm going to be incorporating more interview style ones, especially in the new year. But I love doing my solo ones because, again, the podcast that I listen to, he only has solo episodes. And I love that he only has solo episodes. So I think for me, I thought, okay, this is something I can do just by myself. But also more and more people have actually, you know, come to me. They're like, I want to be on your podcast. And I do think like there is room for the interview style. So I think going forward, it's going to be a nice blend.
Okay. Yeah. And I listened to some of your episodes. One I really liked is, I think the title is How Wealthy Are We Really?
So, yes, so, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah, and you drew some really nice comparisons where you talked about health is wealth specifically, mm-hmm. and where you talked about you don't like the word diet, but it's more about a lifestyle.
Yeah, so I'll expand on that a little bit more. I'm very into my fitness. I work out 6 days a week, and for me, anybody that knows me knows I don't diet. This is just how I eat. I don't do any kind of like keto, vegan. Like, that's just not me. I basically eat whatever I was raised eating. I come obviously from a very Italian household. Cooking is the norm. And I am very much into like eating like whole, like real food. So maybe I guess you could say I don't eat processed foods, but for me, I've never really done that. So it's not really a diet for me. That's just my lifestyle. I hate the word diet. It has such a negative connotation. And at the end of the day, like, you can diet and you can, you know, lose a bunch of weight, you know, look great. But if you don't keep up with it, then you're not really doing anything. And like, the main thing is just being healthy, you know, just being like healthy, like being, you know, having the right nutrients and actually like feeling good and not just looking good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you made the point there too, where like the health, your health is like the foundation. Like, if you don't have your health, you know, that's, you know, nothing else really it matters, because your health is the most important thing.
Absolutely. If you don't have your health, and this is something that like I think my family, especially my like the older generation, really like instilled in my family that like if you don't have your health, you don't have anything else. Like if you don't have your health and have money, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, because you're just, you're unhealthy. You're not able to, you know, be there for your family. You're not being, you know, you're just, you don't have anything if you don't have your health. So I think when you look at it from that lens, you're really going to be intentional about, you know, what you put in your body and, you know, getting your exercise in, because like you really want to be healthy, not just for you, but also for the people around you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and then you post a lot of other stuff too, in terms of what you like. So long walks, cooked meals, espresso shots, a lot of espresso shots.
Yes, yes. I'm highly caffeinated.
And then I noticed too, when you talked about the personal branding, so you have like your business type stuff on LinkedIn, and then it looks like Instagram is more about like the personal side. Is that right?
Instagram is a little bit more fun. It's a little bit of a blend. I still post my business. I actually have two pages on Instagram. But it's just, it's more of a blend. I always say like Instagram is kind of like the social media that you can, obviously, like I post all my business stuff there as well, but maybe I'll post my lunch or maybe I'll post what I'm doing that weekend. And it's kind of a great opportunity when you also add lifestyle content to your brand, you can really connect to your audience in different ways, because obviously they know your business content. But then if you're posting, for example, on Instagram story, this sandwich that you made for lunch, and, you know, then you'll get a message saying, oh, I love this. Like, I'm going to make this tomorrow. You know, like it's the little things, you're going to connect with people in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And people are interested in people as
exactly. Exactly. And it's always like the weirdest things that I post that people have like reactions to. I remember like last year I made some immune boosting drink with like ginger, lemon. And like, I spent like a whole like Saturday morning doing this because I'm like, okay, the holidays are coming. I am not getting sick. I'm just going to make like two bottles of this. So like I was making them in quantity. So I posted the recipe, and then like so many people like would DM me, or then they're like, oh, I have everything at home. I'm going to make this. And then they're tagging me. And I said, really, this is what everyone else wants to do on their Saturday as well. But it's, again, like it's a different way to connect with your audience, and it's bringing more of your personality to your brand, especially like on Instagram or on TikTok. Like it's very hard sometimes to post business content because there's so much entertaining content that who wants to hear about my personal branding tips when you have a cute dog video that's up next, you know? So it's very hard to kind of compete for that attention. And that's why I think like adding like a little bit of that lifestyle content and your personality will help you stand out from other business pages and will help you just come to life more as a human being and not just like this like business owner that's super serious.
Yeah, it's so true. And people prefer to do business with people that they like. Mm-hmm. And often they're not going to Instagram or TikTok to buy something or be, you know, they expect them to be sold. So that's a great observation as far as blending the content, making it a lot more personal there.
Absolutely.
Another quote from you that I saw on there is you said, don't let society bully you into thinking you need to speed up. You decide. I think that was from your Instagram.
Okay. I think I posted that on my Instagram stories, I think a couple of days ago. And it's just on what I was talking about was the time of the year we're in now, when this is getting recorded, we're in December. And a lot of people either feel like, okay, it's the end of the year, I need to hurry up and meet all the goals that I've set for myself. And they're, you know, stressing out over that. Or the other way around, they're saying, well, the holidays are coming, everything else is slowing down, like I need to be doing that as well. And basically what I'm saying is you do whatever you feel right for you, especially for those people that are entrepreneurs but are still working their 9 to 5 or their normal, like their regular jobs. This is a great time to do things for your business because most other businesses slow down. So you do have that time maybe that you can dedicate to your business. So while everybody else is slowing down for the holidays, this may be a time just for you to focus more on your business. So you're speeding up. But on the other hand, other people are thinking, you know what? Everybody else is slowing down. I want to spend time with my family. I'm also going to do that as well. So my point is, don't let society tell you like you need to rush and hit all your goals by the end of the year, but also don't let them say like, okay, it's the holidays, like you need to slow down because everybody's business like slows down. It's whatever feels right for you and whatever fits in with your schedule. Like, you know, your schedule, like, you know, your family, like your expectations, like, you know what you want to do. So I always see like this, like pressure, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And there's so much marketing and messaging and influencers, right? And like you said, you gotta recognize what season of life you're in and what feels right for you.
Absolutely.
Another quote I saw in there, which I really love, said, every next level in your life will require a new you.
So this actually came from a book that I'm reading. And I posted this yesterday on my story, has been like speaking to my soul. And what I got out of that is that every new chapter of your life, you need to, it's kind of sad in a way, like, but you need to kill off the old you to make room for the better you. And like I said, it's kind of sad at first because you're thinking, oh, like you're mourning a loss. But then when you realize the potential, when you realize what's on the other side, you're going to see that like what you're gaining is more important and better than what you are losing. So it doesn't mean that you're losing something. It means that you're just evolving to something new, to someone new. And every level of your life, you're going to have to make changes to your personality, you know, to how you view things, because if you're not changing what you're doing and how you are even like viewing things, you're not really going to get to the next level. You're going to always identify as something. So for example, let's say you want to give social media a try, but you always identified yourself as a shy person. It's going to be extremely hard to get started on social media if you're going around saying, oh, I'm shy. So you need to really erase that identity and say, okay, I'm not shy. This is done. We're done doing that. I'm going to really use social media to grow my business. And little by little, I'm going to really start to open up a little bit until I erase that identity of I am shy as a person.
So you think, because I see so many people struggle with this as far mm-hmm. as like breaking old patterns or negative patterns or making changes. Do you think action is the most important, change catalyst as far as someone kind of breaking out of those old habits?
Absolutely. I said, like, and the example I gave about being a shy person, I was actually talking about myself. If you knew me in high school, you know that I didn't talk unless you actually spoke to me. So that's why I gave that example, because I live and breathe that example. But I think action is 100% the most important thing that you can do. And what has helped me is to plan it out a little bit. So for example, if you're a really shy person and now you know you have to, you know, record an Instagram reel and talk, maybe for the first couple of months, you script out your reels, because that's going to take those nerves away. So instead of just saying, I'm shy, I'm not doing this, you kind of work around it. And little by little, you're going to get better to the point that one day you're going to say, okay, I don't need to script this as much. Maybe I'll just script like the main talking point, so I remember to touch upon this. So I think preparation is key, but at some point you just have to just go. And act, like you said, action is really the most important thing, because if you can plan, you know, you can plan forever, you know, but if you're not taking those action points, then you're not making those improvements.
Yeah, Absolutely. And the more you do something, the better you get, the more comfortable you get. And that's how progress is made. So absolutely agree.
Yep.
So with 2024 right around the corner, what are you most looking forward to in your business?
I am looking to really continue to grow my agency, DMC strategy, and really help more people just get comfortable on social media, build those personal brands on LinkedIn, on Instagram. And I love doing this. So it's definitely something I look forward to doing. Also looking forward to having more interview style podcasts on Passport to Thrive and really being consistent with that. Like I said, I took a little bit of a break in the fall, but we're back. So I'm really excited to continue to grow the podcast and be able to influence more people through the podcast. Because like I said, I started the podcast because one specific podcast, like, really spoke to me, and I would listen to it every single day. So I said, how cool would it be if my podcast can do that to someone, you know, out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're on your way. So congrats mm-hmm. on that. So if people want to learn more about your branding agency and get in touch with you, what's the best way they can do that?
They could do that either through LinkedIn or Instagram, or I have a form on my website, dmcstrategy.com, that they can fill out, or they can just contact me through there and I will be happy to reach back out to them.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Dion.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it. And that's all the time we have for now. We will see you next time. Hello again, Dave Goulas here. Thank you for tuning in to the Beyond Fulfillment podcast. If you like what you heard on today's episode and you got value from it, please click the link below to subscribe so you'll be notified of future episodes when they drop. If you would like to be a guest on a future show, you can also click the link below, or you can email us at info@beyondfulfillmentpodcast.com. That's info@beyondfulfillmentpodcast.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.